It is Wednesday, November 14th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Malco Theaters, offering a variety of special showings, including the Saturday Metropolitan Opera in HD, rock concerts and music events, special live screenings, and more. Tickets and an event schedule available online at malco.com. KUAF is also supported by Ozark Natural Foods, Northwest Arkansas's consumer-owned food co-op since 1971, offering local, organic produce and all-natural groceries, bulk foods, health and wellness products, and a full-service deli. Ozark Natural Foods is located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center or on the web at ozarknaturalfoods.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Tally Summerlin used to patrol area stages as part of the rock band B. Now he has recorded his first new music in nearly 10 years. Also just ahead, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net takes a look at what last week's election means for the near future in Arkansas.
But first, officials with the state's Department of Human Services say they have identified programs within Medicaid that can be cut and others that can be trimmed to work toward closing an estimated funding gap for the program of over $100 million. DHS officials yesterday outlined the possible cuts to the Legislative Joint Budget Committee. DHS Director John Selig says the funding gap is closing but won't be completely covered.
We have made some headway in terms of reducing our budget shortfall because the program's not growing as fast as we had thought, and we're going to get a little bit better federal match rate. But even with that and with the additional money that the governor's recommended for us, we're still going to have a shortfall of over $100 million in state funding, which you then add the federal funding. It's significant.
Officials say if additional funds proposed by the governor are added to the Medicaid budget and if proposed cuts are adopted, the gap will still be $138 million. Selig says after lawmakers look at the proposed cuts, they'll have to decide on adopting a Medicaid expansion provided for in the federal health care law. Selig says expansion would help the state cover more of the funding gap, but still not all of it.
People seeking to set up sexually oriented businesses in Fort Smith may soon have more area in which to locate said businesses. In a midday study session yesterday, the Fort Smith Board of Directors discussed zoning for sexually oriented businesses. Wally Bailey is the city's Director of Development Services.
Around the country, there have been several court cases, including, I think, one in Little Rock, where that very topic has come up, where, you know, there's been challenges to the city because they had so severely restricted the location that they basically were trying to just prevent them from even locating in the city. Well, the courts have found that that's not appropriate, and you have to make a certain percentage of your land available for that land use for the sexually oriented businesses. And in most of the cases that we've looked at, about the lowest number we could find was in the 5% of land area available.
Bailey says because of federal and local restrictions on the placement of sexually oriented businesses, about 1.4% of the land within the city limits of Fort Smith allows for a sexually oriented business. Bailey says the city currently only allows adult businesses to set up in commercial districts with certain restrictions. But in an effort to prevent legal challenges against the city, administrators are considering allowing sex shops to set up in medium and heavy industrial zones. Bailey says adding sexually oriented businesses as a permitted use in industrial zones is not that unusual.
In looking at some of the cities around the United States, there are some that we've looked at that's the only location where they've had for them. Have been in industrial districts. So it's not an unusual thing when you look at it from the larger picture of the whole country.
In total, adding industrial zones to the list of allowed areas for adult businesses would increase the available land to about 4% of Fort Smith's total land area.
The Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission this week announced several groups or events would receive funding from the commission. Recipients of A&P funding include the Fayetteville Underground. They'll receive $40,000. Theater Squared will receive $20,000. And the Uptown Fayetteville Freedom Fireworks Celebration, $15,000. All told, the commission doled out more than $145,000 to 22 different groups or events. Marilyn Hefner is the president of the A&P Commission.
Our goal is to give them some seed money to get them started so that they're kind of off and running, and then by the third year or the fourth year, then they're able to kind of make it on their own without help from the Advertising Promotion Commission. But we feel that that initial boost that we can give them to start a new festival is certainly good for us in the long run.
Also at the commission's meeting, commissioners tabled a request for $1 million by the University of Arkansas to help build a performing arts venue at the university's old field house.
Commissioner Tennant asked that it go before the new city town and gown committee, and the university said there was no rush and construction starting tomorrow. So we felt like, you know, we want to do our due diligence and make sure that we have all the questions answers that the commissioners need before they make that decision. And I think this is just another in that step of due diligence.
Marilyn Hefner says the U of A is the number one tax collector in the city, stating that the economic impact from football games alone was around $49.5 million.
State health officials are working to contain an outbreak of a coughing illness at a school in North Arkansas. It's caused by the bacteria Bordetella pertussis, which causes whooping cough. It has infected large numbers of students at a school in Clinton who are now getting antibiotics. Dr. Gary Wheeler, Chief of Infectious Diseases at the Arkansas Health Department, says the children affected had been immunized less than 5 years ago, and it was thought they would have been protected.
While we thought our immunization program would have protected them in the past, we are now learning across the nation that children at this age apparently are developing pertussis. So as a result of that, we are reconsidering how frequently we need to give immunizations, but there is no question that in this particular setting where there's an outbreak, immunization can help contain the outbreak.
The illness can cause a nagging cough that continues for 100 days. Those most at risk are children under 1 year old and people with chronic diseases.
A Rogers Elementary School principal is receiving national recognition for her work in fostering successful teaching and learning. Pam Camper, the principal of Russell D. Jones Elementary School, received the Terrell H. Bell Award for Outstanding School Leadership. She received the award yesterday at the 2012 National Blue Ribbon Schools Award Ceremony in Washington, D.C. According to the U.S. Department of Education, Camper received the award because she's a model of continuous professional growth, working to bring high-yield student learning strategies to her school, and she uses teacher input to make budgeting, scheduling, and hiring decisions. Additionally, Camper has worked to maximize success for English learners who make up about three-quarters of the students at the school. Camper also involves students in their own health education programs using tailored messages about self-esteem and healthy choices, and a children's garden at the school helps teach students about good nutrition.
If you missed one of the three public screenings of the Fayetteville documentary Up Among the Hills held earlier this month at the Fayetteville Public Library, don't fret. The library has announced it will host four additional free screenings of the film throughout the remainder of the month. The first is tonight at 6 in the Walker Community Room at the library. The next screening will be held next Tuesday evening, followed by a screening at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 24th. And the final screening of the film at the library will be at 6 o'clock Monday, November 26th.
A statue honoring former Razorback football coach and athletic director Frank Broyles will be dedicated prior to next Friday's game against LSU. Broyles worked at the university for more than 50 years when he stepped down as athletic director in 2007. The ceremony dedicating the statue will be at 10 that morning at the front entrance of the Broyles Athletic Center, and the ceremony, unlike the game to follow, is free and open to the public. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Clear tomorrow morning, then overcast tomorrow afternoon. Highs in northwest Arkansas in the upper 50s. Highs in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow, mid-60s. And for Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows from the upper 20s to lower 30s.